This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
and GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile the amazing, jaw-dropping scientific discoveries which are revolutionizing our world and touching our lives. Well, in Science Fantastic, we've had a number of people talking about astronomy, outer space, the origin of the universe, black holes, the possibility of time travel. But in this segment, we're not going to be talking about outer space. We're going to be talking about inner space. We're going to be talking about your body. Is it really true that your body is a mishmash of evolutionary mistakes? We tend to think, after looking at figure skating or ballet or the Olympics, that the human body is the height of evolutionary perfection. We like to think that our bodies are just really like a fine-tuned machine. But do we also have the legacy of all sorts of evolutionary mistakes? Well, with us today is Professor Nathan Lentz, Professor of Biology at John Jay College of the City University of New York, and is the author of a new book, a great book, hard to put down. The book is called Human Errors, a panorama of our glitches from pointless bones to broken genes. So we're going to talk today about how all the different kinds of mistakes that evolution made on the way to create the human body. Also, if you want to know more about Science Fantastic, go to my website. It's mkaku.org, mkaku.org. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. On Facebook, we have 3 million fans on Facebook. On Twitter, we have 675,000 fans on Twitter. And find out about how you can find out about my speaking schedule. Recently, I was in Australia and New Zealand on a tour, and in fact, we had a sellout audience. We sold out every single seat in the Opera House in Sydney, Australia. You know, every time you see a picture of Sydney, you see a picture of the iconic Opera House in the harbor in Australia. Well, we sold it out in our tour. Also, you can see references to the 4 New York Times bestsellers that I've written, including The Future of the Mind, talking about how science is probing into the thinking brain itself. Also, The Future of Humanity, talking about the future of the space program. Also, Physics of the Impossible, talking about the possibility of time travel, of starships and teleportation, and then also Physics of the Future, talking about the future of artificial intelligence and our society. So once again, our special guest today is Professor Nathan Lentz, author of an exciting new book, Human Errors, a panorama of our glitches from pointless bones to broken genes. Okay, Nathan, glad you could be on Science Fantastic. Fantastic.
It is my pleasure to join you. I'm a big fan.
Okay, first question for you is, how did you, as a young kid, first get interested in biology and then molecular biology?
Well, I think like most scientists, as a kid, I was always interested in how things work. And so I think probably someone like you, Michio, would take apart your electronic devices and stuff. I was more interested in the body, the human body and other living things. And I always sort of wanted to know how it all worked, how it all came together. And like many who have interests like that, I thought I might have been drawn into a career of medicine. But when I got to college especially, I realized that I wasn't so much interested in treating diseases as making new discoveries about just the basics of how the body works. So that's really how I got my start, is just an interest in the body.
And how did you get interested in all the imperfections and the frustrations of the human body?
Well, that's a great story, too, because I was actually doing research on the human genome, looking for elements that are involved in cancer. And I noticed after weeks and weeks of just going blind on all of these stretches of A's and C's and G's and T's, that's the language of DNA, just going blind on all these and realizing that almost none of what I was looking at had any function. Almost none of it mattered at all. And it seemed like this went against what we were always taught about evolution as evolution, you know, fine-tuning our bodies to make them perfectly adapted for our environment. But actually, that's not really true at all. That's probably the biggest misconception about evolution that I'm pushing back on in this book, is that evolution actually doesn't really care so much about getting things exactly right. It's just a matter of getting you to the point of reproduction. We are just a vehicle for our genes, and lots of inefficiency it can be tolerated in a system like that. And so we have a genome that is just piled up with useless garbage and the remnants of past infection. And unless they're really killing you or preventing you from reproducing, evolution has no way to get rid of it. And so the vast majority of species will end in extinction as a lot of these errors accumulate. But it started with my look in the genome, because I'm a molecular biologist, so I look at DNA sequences all the time, and I just found incredible inefficiency there. But as I was researching the book, I turned to anatomy first, and I found out there's lots of little quirks there, and it was almost like every area that I looked for, that I looked in, I could find all kinds of little funny mismatches and quirks or seams, glitches, however you want to think about it, just to the point where it makes you scratch your head and wonder, how did we make it this far?
Okay, well, let's start with a few glitches that we learn when we're in high school. The fact that when we learn about our anatomy, we learn that we have a tailbone. Why do we have a tailbone? Because once upon a time, we had a tail. And also, we have an appendix. The appendix is rather useless. You can live without it. In fact, it gets inflamed. It almost can kill you sometimes. But the appendix means that our diet was once perhaps grass and things that were quite filthy. But anyway, tell us a little bit about some of the remnants of our evolutionary history and why we still carry them.
Well, the two examples that you just mentioned are actually perfect, because each one of them really tells us not just about our past, but about our present and about how evolution actually works. So let's begin with the tailbone. So our ancestors, the monkeys, so our deep ancestors, had tails. And then as apes evolved, they lost their tail. So that's really the definition of an ape, is a primate that does not have a tail. So none of the apes have tails. And so what happened is the tail regressed and regressed and regressed once it wasn't being used anymore. Because once you're not using a structure, it's a liability. Anybody with a dog has probably realized that you can injure that tail. It can get broken. It can get cancer even. So a tail is actually a liability if you're not using it all the time. But what's interesting is once it regressed all the way to the skin, there was no need to regress it any further. So we have that stump that's left that doesn't go away because it can't get injured because it's all the way sort of in your body. Now, of course, you can bruise your tailbone, and this happens. And in fact, it can get cancer, even not very commonly, but it does happen. And what we know is that if you remove someone's tailbone because it got cancer, they have no symptoms. That's called a coxegectomy, and they have no problem sitting, standing, walking, no problem with continence or anything like that. The tailbone really is useless. But I think the most fascinating part about the tailbone is that you also have something called the pyramidalis muscle that if you did have a tail, you would be able to flex it. So you have the remnants of a muscle, actually a fully formed muscle, that used to be used in our ancestors to move their tail. And if you take the example of the appendix, it's located right off of the cecum, which was almost certainly a reservoir of bacteria, as you mentioned, for digesting plant material. And we still have this structure. What's interesting, though, is when patients have their appendix removed, they do actually end up a little bit more susceptible to a disease called C. diff colitis. So it probably is still acting as a reservoir of
bacteria. Okay, Nathan, we have to take a short commercial break. But after the break, we're going to continue with all the oddities of our own human body that we don't think about but are there. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Okaku. And you can always give us a call at 612-564-8135 and ask that question on national radio. So give us a call.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, we're going to demolish many of our prejudices and our biases concerning our own human body. We're not going to talk about outer space today. We're going to talk about inner space, the space of your own body. The book is called Human Errors, A Panorama of Our Glitches, From Pointless Bones to Broken Genes. With us today is Professor Nathan Lentz, Professor of Biology at John Jay College right here in New York City. Now, Nathan, we mentioned the tailbone, remnants of our evolutionary history. I talked to a doctor once who delivers babies, and he mentioned that sometimes babies are born with small tails. These tails really have no movement to them, but they clip them off because they don't want to, like, you know, startle the mother about the fact that their baby was born with a very short tail. But isn't it true that, yes, we still have evolutionary remnants of our past?
Yeah, that's definitely true. And what it tells us is that the way that we lost the tail, for example, is by tweaking the developmental program that led to the tail and just sort of slowly shutting it off. But those switches are still there. And so sometimes they get activated in the reverse direction. We sometimes call that a revertant. And so the mutation actually reactivates a program that was shut down long ago in our past. And yes, these babies with some frequency are born with visible external tails. And then you remove them for a couple of reasons. It's mostly cosmetic. But also, you know, as I said before, it's a liability to have that tail. It would be hard to put on pants, but it could also be pulled or ripped. It's not a good idea, actually, to have a tail if you're not using it for balance for climbing trees.
Okay, now, I'm a physicist, and when I talk to engineers who design robots, they tell me that the human body is designed horribly, that if they're going to create a robot, they're not going to design a robot that looks like the muscular and skeletal structure of the human body. So let's talk about that for a moment, starting with the human knee, and then let's say a few things about the backbone as well. So isn't the knee, we think the knee is designed correctly, but you don't think so. Why?
Well, I think the knee does a pretty good job of the challenges that it has to do in our body. But if you remember that the knee evolved from a structure in a creature that was on all fours, the current structure actually makes a lot more sense if you think about that. And your analogy with an engineer is perfect, because an engineer gets to sit down with a piece of paper and design something from scratch, exactly as it needs to be for the challenge that's in front of it. But that's not what evolution gets to do. Evolution can take a body that exists and then make tiny tweaks to it. So you have to think about a robot. There is no robot that's ever been designed that has joints like our joints, because, you know, there's no reason to have two bones in the lower leg and one bone in the upper leg, and same with the arms, and have seven bones in your wrist and eight bones in your ankle that mostly don't even do anything. There's just no reason for that. They're there as a historical legacy from our past. And just looking at the backbone, I mean, if you wanted to have a structure, a rigid structure that held up the upper body, why would you make it in the shape of an S? Right, an engineer would design that as a rigid rod, because the S gives points of weakness, points that that bulge in and then bulge out, and both of those are places where you can end up with a slipped disc. So when you have these little anatomical quirks, my book is not just like an encyclopedia entry. I look at each one of these quirks and say, what does it tell us? What can we learn about our past? And there's a lot to be gained by that, because when you consider how the body got to its current form, you can actually live in better harmony with it now. That's the thesis of my book.
Now, it seems to me that when you look at an ape, the ape walks on their knuckles in the forward direction, and their backbone is arched forward. But when we start to walk upright, we had to wrench our backbone the other direction, and that probably gave us the sway back, the S for the backbone, which looks very nice in ballet and figure skating, but is awful, absolutely awful from an engineering point of view, right? I mean, when you hit the age of 40, doesn't your back go out when you hit the age of about 40?
Yeah, that's exactly right, because what you have is in between each of your back bones, in between each vertebra, you have a little disc of cartilage, and that's there to sort of lubricate the two points of contact between the bone. But you can imagine if it's curved, and you continually stress that disc of cartilage, it pushes it outward and outward and outward and outward, and eventually it flips all the way out, and that's called a herniated disc or a slipped disc. But that's not the only problem. Also, with our back, we have very weak attachments of the muscles in our back, and so most people with back pain, what they actually have is weak lower back muscles. And so it's almost like we evolved to walk upright, but never finished that job. We never finished the evolution. And so we have little marks of what it was like when we were on all fours. So, for example, our intestines are dangled from the back of our abdominal wall, not the top, from the back. And so the problem with that is, of course, that those mesenteries can tear, especially if you sit for long periods of the day. So truck drivers sometimes get these tears in their mesentery, because there's just so many examples of where our bodies are arranged as if gravity were pulling us forward instead of downward. And it's because our posture was, for millions of years, was, you know, more horizontal than vertical.
Okay, now you mentioned something that surprised me about the common cold. The fact that a dog has 200 times less frequent colds than a human being. So why is it that we're so prone to colds when dogs are not?
Well, they have much better designed sinus cavities. That's the short of it. Humans have a really funny system of sinus cavities in which we work against gravity to flow the mucus, and we also have to flow through tiny, tiny little tubes that are very easily clogged. So our flow of mucus in our sinus cavity, if it could run faster and through bigger holes, we would be fine. But what happens is it is so easy to clog our system of sinuses because we regressed all our sinuses up into our face, whereas dogs have them out in the snout where they have lots of room to do their work. But in the evolution of primates and then apes and then humans, we kept making those passages tighter and tighter and tighter up in our face, basically just to get our nose out of the way, to get our snout out of the way of our vision. And that came at a great cost. And you might ask, why doesn't evolution solve this problem? And the answer is you don't die of a common cold very often. So evolution doesn't evolve us to be healthy or happy, just to survive.
Now, it was once explained to me that that's why we snore. The fact that ancient humans had a snout, and therefore there was lots of room not to snore. But as our snout got shorter and shorter, it crammed everything back there. And that's why we snore and dogs don't. In fact, the bulldog is one of the few dogs that actually snore because its snout has also been compressed. So perhaps snoring is yet another evolutionary remnant of our past, the fact that we snore but dogs don't.
Yeah, in fact, I would say that that's a perfect analogy, that our face is like the face of a pug or a Pekingese or a bulldog, where we've jammed the sinus cavities up into the face instead of out in the snout. So that's a great analogy. I wish I had put that in the book. I did mention snoring, but not the Pekingese and the pug face. That's a great analogy, actually.
Okay, now speaking about breathing, the fact that we breathe and swallow through the same tubes, isn't that pose a mortal risk to humans? The fact that we can choke, while some animals don't have that problem. But what are your thoughts about the fact that we breathe and swallow through the same tubes?
Right. So right off the bat, that's a bad design. And plenty of other animals do it differently, as you mentioned. Like dolphins don't have any problem with choking. And neither do birds or reptiles. Terrestrial mammals have this common passageway for food, water, and air that's just problematic. But it's actually even worse than that. Humans have it worse even than our closest relative because our voice box has migrated so high in our throat to accommodate speech that it makes it even more likely. So choking among human infants is way higher in humans than in any of the other apes. So we have it bad on a couple of fronts there.
Okay. Now, you also mentioned the fact that the body sometimes attacks itself, and that's why we have arthritis and autoimmune diseases. So isn't that really a strange byproduct of evolution, that our own genetics allows us to attack itself?
Yeah, that's right. Autoimmunity is really a conundrum. It's our immune system attacking our own body. And one disease that I talk about is lupus, where the immune system attacks the immune system. I mean, the immune system is literally attacking itself.
Okay, Nathan, we have to take yet another short commercial break. But after the break, we're going to continue a discussion of your book, Human Errors. And if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and maybe you can get on national radio. Give us a call.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. If you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Leave your name call letters of the radio station you're listening to, if you're listening to one, and the city you're calling from, and maybe you can have your thoughts heard on almost 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. Well, once again, our special guest today is the author of a new book, Human Errors, a panorama of our glitches from pointless bones to broken genes. And reading it is hard to put it down because we're talking about your own body. We tend to think that our body is the height of evolutionary perfection. When we look at ballet, we look at the Olympics, we marvel at the grace and beauty of the human being. Until we compare ourselves to the animals. The animals can run faster than us. They would consider the Olympics a farce. They can fly. They can do all sorts of stuff that we cannot do. In fact, our body is essentially a patchwork of different kinds of fixes that evolution gave us, bandages in some sense, remnants of our ancient evolutionary past. And that's why we have Dr. Nathan Lentz with us to decipher these things. Now, before the break, we talked about the fact that we have yet another defect in our immune system. Sometimes the immune system goes run amok and it attacks itself. So tell us a little bit about arthritis and autoimmune diseases.
Yeah, so autoimmunity is responsible for some of the most common diseases that we have, including heart disease and atherosclerosis. While there's lots of things involved, it is clearly an immune reaction that causes those clogs in your arteries and the pain in your joints and the horrible disease called lupus, where the immune system attacks itself. One way I put it in the book is when you're fighting a war against yourself, you can't win. Either way, you lose. And a lot of these things, we really are only able to treat them with drugs that turn down the immune system, which, of course, you know, are going to have some side effects. The main reason why we can't cure most autoimmune diseases is we don't have any idea why they happen in the first place. It doesn't make any sense. And while other animals get them too, humans seem to have it a little bit worse. And I think part of that is that our immunity is hyperactive because we live in such great population densities. So some of this might be, you know, problems that we've brought on ourselves.
Okay, now you also mentioned cancer. Cancer, not as simply a disease, but as a byproduct of our evolution and therefore in some sense inevitable. So what do you mean when you say that cancer is in some sense inevitable?
I mean that quite literally. You will get cancer if you live long enough. The reason why that's the case is that we have some genes that can lead to cancer. We have some genes that try to prevent cancer. And we are always constantly at risk of mutation. So every time a cell in your body divides, a couple of hundred mutations are brought into the picture. Most of those, of course, don't cause any problem. But eventually, you roll the dice enough times, you will get snake eyes. So the longer you live, the greater the odds that you will hit one of these cancer genes and turn it on. Now, you have to hit them in a certain order. We know a lot about how cancer gets started. But what I mean by inevitable is there's just no way that you can avoid the odds forever. Eventually, you will turn on genes that lead to cancer. Now, we've gotten very, very good at early detection. We haven't gotten very good at treatment. Once cancer gets pretty far along, it's like an organism or a species that's evolving over time. And as it evolves, it gets better and better, accumulates more mutations. Cancer is the beast.
Okay, Nathan, once again, we have to take a short commercial break. Once again, the book is called Human Errors, a panorama of our glitches from pointless bones to broken genes. The author is Nathan Lentz, professor of biology at John Jay College at the City University of New York. And you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135, and maybe you can get on national radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. You know, every time I turn on the TV, I see programs that talk about the glory of the human body. And yes, the human body is an engineering marvel. The very fact that we can perform what we do is an indication of the fact that, yes, it is an accomplishment, our human body. But then when you compare ourselves to animals, you realize that some animals can run a lot faster than us. Some animals can fly. They're stronger than us, and they would look at humans and the Olympics as a joke. Well, with us today is Dr. Nathan Lentz of the City University of New York's John Jay College, author of a book, Human Errors, A Panorama of Our Glitches from Pointless Bones to Broken Genes. Now, before the break, we talked about cancer. Isn't cancer, in some sense, the price we pay for complexity? That is, if we came from single-celled organisms, germs and bacteria, basically, they don't have cancer, and they produce quite well. But as we became more and more complex, genetically speaking, there were more room for errors that could take place. But what are your thoughts?
I'd say for a physicist, you understand the biology really, really well. That's exactly right. Single-celled organisms don't have to wrestle with this problem, because anytime their cell divides, you have two new organisms that can go on their way. But with us, with multicellular organisms, we have all of these trillions of cells that have to live in community. It only takes one of them to go wrong, to miss the program, to ignore the signal, and to go off and divide uncontrollably. And that's the genesis of cancer. And cancer does begin, as we say, clonally, meaning it's a single cell that goes haywire. And in fact, you're actually experiencing this every day. But your control mechanisms largely capture them and take care of it and deal with it. But the problem is, like I said, you roll the dice enough times, eventually something will get through. And so that's why early detection is the key. Get those mammograms and checkups and check yourself, and you can delay it as long as possible.
Now, also in your book, you talk about optical illusions, the fact that our perception is also a patchwork of evolutionary fixes, and therefore it makes lots of mistakes. For example, the optic nerve is attached to the retina of the eyeball, so it means that your field of vision, there should be a gigantic black hole. There should be a gigantic black splotch in your field of vision because there are no sensors at that point that connects your retina to the optic nerve. But you don't see anything. You see something that is perfectly clear. And isn't that an illusion that the brain manufactures? The brain actually manufactures fake vision that masquerades this black splotch that you should see but don't.
That's exactly right. And the advantage we have to overcome this blind spot is that we have two eyes that cover the same field of vision. So if anyone wants a demonstration of this blind spot, if you just go to the internet and search for optic disc blind spot, and you'll see a demonstration. But why we don't see it is that our two eyes migrated forward in our face, and so that allows us binocular three-dimensional vision, and our brain literally fills in the blanks of that blind spot. And you don't experience it as any gap in your vision. But if you were like a dolphin and your eyes were in two almost completely non-overlapping fields of vision, you would have a big old blind spot that's caused by your optic disc. And that in and of itself is a flaw of what we call backwards wiring of the retina. But the filling in the blanks is just, that's just a pattern of our brain. It's called heuristics. Heuristics are the brain's ability to create rules based on experience, and then follow those rules, whether or not the new situation really follows the pattern or not. And that's great when you need to make snap judgments, and it probably saved our lives, for a lot of the times over the years. But right now, it leads us to some very poor decision making. And understanding those heuristics and how the brain makes its decisions is yet another example, I think, of how we can sort of overcome the limitations of our body and brain by understanding where they go wrong.
Now, I was once given a vision test where I saw a basketball game where the basketball was going back and forth very fast, and I was asked to count the number of times the basketball went from one person to the next. Well, so far so good. Later, they showed me the same tape, except there was a gigantic black gorilla in the middle of the basketball game, which I didn't see because I was looking at the ball as it bounced from one basketball player to the next. So doesn't this mean that eyewitness accounts? Okay, well, we have to take a short commercial break. Once again, this is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Our special guest, Dr. Nathan Lentz, author of the book Human Errors, A Panorama of Our Glitches, From Pointless Bones to Broken Genes. And you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call. The hotline number, if you want to get on Science Fantastic, is 612-564-8135. Call that number. Ask that question, and maybe your thoughts will be heard on almost 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault. A miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition.
Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo only at BugAssault.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, in this hour, we're talking not about outer space, we're talking about inner space. We're talking about all the defects and glitches in your body. And you may find some of this rather puzzling because we've been brainwashed. Brainwashed by the Olympics, brainwashed by opera, brainwashed by ballet and figure skating to believe that the human form is perfect. It's the height of perfection. Until you look at the animal kingdom, where we have animals that run faster, that can fly, that are much stronger than us, and would look at the Olympics with pity, and they would see a rather pathetic sequence of human abilities, which are very tiny compared to the abilities of animals. Well, with us today is Dr. Nathan Lentz, professor of biology at John Jay College here in New York City. The book is called Human Errors, A Panorama of Our Glitches from Pointless Bones to Broken Genes. Now let's say a few things about intelligence. Now, people have wondered, how is it that apes eventually became us? What were some of the factors that created the large human brain? So what does science tell us about that?
Well, that's a really interesting question, and it's one of the biggest frontiers in human evolution research. What we think we know right now about why our brains got so big, it wasn't as a result of what we call general intelligence. And in fact, a 2 or 3 year old child is no smarter in most ways than chimpanzees or bonobos or gorillas. What makes us unique is actually our social intelligence and even cultural intelligence. So we evolved as the most intricately social species of all, where we have division of labor, we have coordinated efforts, and other animals have some of that, but we have it to such an incredible degree. And keeping track of all of your social relationships takes a lot of brain power. And also, so does working together, because you have to be able to interpret other people's behavior, you have to be able to predict it, you have to be able to communicate with them and make plans, you have to have a concept of the past as well as the future. These are all huge cognitive abilities that are related to our ability to interact with one another. So we really are a intricately social species, and it's why we really need other people. Nobody really thrives under solitary confinement, because we need that social contact. It's how we evolve.
Now, you also mentioned something that I've thought about, and that is the Machiavelli theory of intelligence. And that is that intelligence, social intelligence you talked about, take us only so far. But we go much farther than that. And perhaps the next step beyond simply getting together socially is to scheme, to plot, to be devious, to deceive. That is Machiavellian attitudes towards social interactions. So tell us about that.
Yeah, that's right. So if you plot our evolution over the last 7 million years, we went through several phases. And the phase of the largest brain expansion may very well have been associated with exactly what you're talking about, and that is intense competition between human groups. So the important thing to remember is that most competition in human history is not within the group, but between groups. So you have two groups of human conspiring against each other. And if you think about a competition that way, it's like a sports game. You have to be able to intensely cooperate within your group and then intensely compete with another group. So you have to do both. So it really does require you to be highly social within your group, but highly competitive outside of it. And if you think about it, that really mirrors the way our nation states interact with one another, right? I mean, we are capable of vicious violence against the other while being very loving and generous with those in our group. And I think that really marks our history. Thankfully, over the last 200,000 years, what we've seen is increasing docility and what we call self-domestication. We actually lost at least the most violent of our instincts, and we've become a lot more pro-social. But as you can see from the world today, we haven't left that completely behind.
So one remnant of the Machiavellian brain is the fact that precisely because we are devious, we can also cooperate and use both aspects to become even better at surviving. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly, because to defeat an enemy and to cooperate with a friend require a lot of the same cognitive ability. It's the ability to interpret what they're up to imagine what they're thinking or feeling or what they might do next, like I said, make predictions, use past experience to predict the future, and also just to have an understanding of emotional state and how that might impact a relationship. So being a friend and being an enemy, even though it feels different to you, you're actually using a lot of the same cognitive abilities. And so I think that's what really makes the thing that's the most unique about human evolution is that we were highly social and highly cognitive in both contexts, both competition and cooperation.
Now let's say a few things about the future. In science fiction novels, the future human being has a gigantic head, has no hair, and is bald. But doesn't that violate simple evolutionary principles? Because there's no evolutionary pressure placed on us anymore to have these gigantic brains, and they're not going to fit in the birth canal of a female anyway. So what are your thoughts about whether or not we are still evolving?
Yeah, you said it very well there. The only way we would evolve bigger brains over time is if those who had bigger brains out-reproduced those who don't have big brains, and that's just not what we see. We have largely taken reproductive destiny onto ourselves, so people make their own reproductive choices. It's really not based on how well adapted you are to the environment, and it's certainly not based on how smart you are. And people have lots of doom and gloom scenarios about what that might mean. I'm particularly not worried at all. But one thing you mentioned, though, is could we evolve something that would make us less healthy? I think that's possible because we've been solving our own problems medically. For a good sort of 100, 150 years, a lot of people are surviving and thriving who wouldn't have in the past because of medical science. And I don't see that as a bad thing. I see that as a good thing. I mean, I've had surgery twice myself, and
unfortunately, we have run out of time. But once again, your book is a great book. It's called Human Errors, A Panorama of Our Glitches, From Pointless Bones to Broken Genes. And the author is Professor Nathan Lenz, Professor of Biology at John Jay College here at the City University of New York. And you've been listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135, and you can have your voice heard on almost 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to, if you're listening to one, and the city you're calling from, and you might get on Science Fantastic.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.